Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
Who's Mark?
Derek found us in bed together.
You are in love with me. I mean, I'm well off, but I'm not into money, and I'm hot. I'm a catch. You know, if you can wrap your head around the enlarged failing heart and the dependency to IV meds.
I'm not ready for us to move in together.
We'll be out in an hour.
An hour ago, he was proposing. Are you going to tell Shepard about...
Not yet.
I haven't made a decision by the end of the day.
I'm flipping a coin. A girl can only hold out for so long.
At some point during surgical residency, most interns get a sense of who they are as doctors and the kinds of surgeons they're going to become. If you ask them, they'll tell you. They're going to be general surgeons, orthopedic surgeons, neurosurgeons, distinctions which do more than describe their areas of expertise. They help define who they are, because outside the operating room, not only do most surgeons have no idea who they are, they're afraid to find out.
Time me?
I've been timing you.
My last time was off by 6 seconds.
Well, it's not about speed, it's about accuracy, and your sutures are fine.
My sutures are textbook. The edges are perfectly aligned.
Mm-hmm. You're ready.
I need more chickens.
No more chicken. Okay, it's bad enough that Meredith is dating a vet. I'm not dating a chicken surgeon. Stop second-guessing. It's not like you. Your hand is fine, and Shepard will clear you for surgery.
Christina?
Yeah, Regan.
So Izzy left the house this morning. That's a good sign. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just not feeling like myself.
Now it seems to have that effect on women. That's Dr. Torres. What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, dude. You threw her out on her ass.
I did not. Who told you that?
Torres. Oh, don't worry, I get it. She's hot, but she's not for you.
Why is that?
Because she's hot.
Yeah. Callie! Hey! Come on, wait! Before you start yelling, you were right. You should have told me how I felt about you moving in. Not that you were moving in. It's just, I'm not good at the whole talking about feelings.
But you told Meredith how you felt, though, didn't you? And Izzy? You don't seem to have any trouble talking to them, George, but me?
Let's go, people. I've been in surgery since 2 a.m. I'm in no mood.
George.
I miss you.
No cutting.
Yang, you're late.
Hey, I got here before George.
I'm here. I was here.
It's nice of you to join us, Yang.
Yeah, what are you smiling about? Are you supposed to be in the gynae brigade?
Yeah, whatever.
Woman troubles?
Oh, men troubles. I think this dating two guys thing is getting to me. The stress of it. Finn, Derek, Finn. I think I'm getting an ulcer.
Between me and the vet are making me sick.
I just need to make a choice and get it over with.
Sean Sullivan, 62, had minimally invasive bypass surgery 2 days ago to remove a blockage from his LAD.
All better now, thank you, George. So what do you think, Miranda? Can I stop being a burden to you good people and head on home?
You need to stop interrupting the doctor, Sean. You just need to listen to what they say.
I need to get back to the dealership. They gotta can me if I'm out too long.
They can't can you, sweetie. You're the best salesman they got. Come on.
What do you sell?
Cars.
My Shawnee could sell anything.
Yeah, I believe he can. What he can't sell me on is going back to work before he gets his oxygen levels up. So you put that oxygen back on, Mr. Sullivan, before I even think about letting you out of here. You know, and if I do, I want your word, nothing fried, no alcohol, and no cigarettes.
What? You're tough, Miranda.
I need your word, Mr. Sullivan, or I'm not going to sign those discharge papers.
I'll give you my word.
All right, then. Mrs. Sullivan, you need to go to the front desk to fill out some paperwork, and then you can take your husband home.
How are we doing, guys?
She's at 8 centimeters, but the baby's still at my SV station.
So, what do we do? Pattern breathing? Squatting?
Dude, squatting.
Dr. Krev, how do we normally proceed in a situation like this?
We monitor the baby's progress. If the descent stops entirely during active labor, we perform a C-section.
Not on me, you know. I'm sorry, Dr. Krev, but
Jeff and I have a natural birth plan, and Dr. Montgomery Shepherd promised us
that... I promised that we would do what we can, but if your labor intensifies and the baby doesn't descend...
Well, then we'll wait until he does, right? I'm not having a C-section.
A C-section is actually the safest way
to... what? Avoid a lawsuit?
You don't have to decide right now.
I'm not going to miss out on an experience that my body was made for just because it's more convenient for you.
You all right, Dr. Gray?
Yeah, Dr. Bailey. Hi, just... need to make a choice is all.
Rev, Dr. Gray, I am clipping a basilar tip aneurysm. Any interest?
Mr. Bailey, can I get... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Is that steamy?
Come on.
No, Mr. Sullivan, don't like that! Oh, my God.
Has an airway. Sir, can you hear me? Sir?
No, he's out. Hit his head. Small hematoma in the occipital lesion.
Get into the burn unit until he stabilizes and get a CT. Go!
Right away, doctor. Come
on. You're running out.
I'm fine.
You don't look fine. You look beautiful, but you don't look fine. I'm gonna throw up.
Go. You have aneurysms. You could. Then surgeons to confront.
She's gonna be all right.
Yeah.
Will you look after her, please?
Mm-hmm. I think I'd miss this.
What kind of idiot lights a cigarette in a hospital?
Apparently people do idiotic things all the time. Chief! Chief!
I thought you were going back to New York.
I thought I was dying for a change.
You can't do this. You can't be here.
Sure I can. It was easy. Sublet the apartment, sold the practice.
He is a liar and a cheat.
The man is one of the finest plastic surgeons in this country. His department will generate twice the revenue neurosurgeon
money
does.
That's why he's here.
Why do you think I'm here?
This is why I left you.
I thought you left me for Derek.
I left New York because of him.
He was your best friend for years.
Right up until the point where he had sex with my wife.
We all make mistakes.
Oh, holy crap, are you pregnant?
Well, this is just perfect. An adulterous love child.
Goes along with an adulterous sociopath. Meredith.
You've done enough already.
Yeah.
Doctor, I finished filling out the paperwork. When do you think I can take Shawnee home?
So, who's the father?
I'm not pregnant.
I didn't think I was pregnant when I was pregnant either. But the abdominal pain, fever, the nonstop vomiting.
I'm not pregnant.
You don't know who the father is, do you?
It would have to be Derek's. There's no way it could be Finn's.
You haven't had sex with a vet yet? Well, you got to get out of that relationship immediately.
I can't be pregnant, can I?
With McBaby.
Was I this mean to you when you were pregnant?
No, I thought you said you weren't pregnant.
She's not. We'll have to run more tests.
In that case, can I have some morphine?
I want you checking the fecal monitor every 30 minutes.
What's the point?
The baby's nowhere near where it needs to be, and you know you're going to have to cut her open, so why not get it over with?
Because it's not what the patient wants, and it's our job as doctors to balance the desires of the patient against the risk of complications. So if the patient wants to have a natural birth...
So if the patient wants a natural birth, it's not surgical. So why not just cut me loose and let me in on the surgery? I might actually learn something.
Mark Sloan's burn case.
I'm going into plastics anyway.
Do you think that Mark Sloan has anything to teach you? He's just like you. He's only looking out for himself.
So what? Your patient's looking out for herself. You're looking out for yourself.
No, I'm not, actually.
Well, maybe you should be.
Go. Go find Sloan. Do whatever you want. Just get out of my face, Chris. Go!
You know, I'm not saying he's a bad doctor.
Of course not. Listen.
I'm saying that he's like a bad person. The man has no morality, no ethics.
Well, there's no pain, there's no numbness, but...
I mean, the question is, do we really want our interns learning from somebody like that?
There, my arm.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. It's great. You have a great range of motion. I can clear you for surgery.
Really? You're sure?
Yeah, absolutely. Great recovery. You're not having any problems, right?
No. I've been doing his physical therapy with him every night. So. He's perfect. He's Burke.
Good. Glad to hear it. Welcome back, Dr. Burke.
Yeah.
Dr. Bailey wanted to know if you still needed an intern.
No, I'm fine. How's Dr. Gray?
Oh, she's not pregnant with anyone's baby, so...
Izzy, good to see you. You want some lunch?
I'm meeting somebody.
Anybody I know?
Actually, I don't even know him.
You never met? Know what he looks like? So for all you know, he can be an older, rugged, ex-Marine looking dude.
Dr. Stevens?
Mr. Duquette.
Please, call me Denny.
You're a very pretty girl. Not Denny's type at all.
Really? What was his type?
Dark-haired girls, smart. Not that you're not smart. You're a doctor, obviously.
I was. I was a doctor. I'm not anymore.
Oh, that's right. Dr. Weber said you'd quit. And...
You talked to Dr. Weber?
Yes, and said that, well, if I wanted to hear the whole story, I should talk to you. So if you don't mind, Dr. Stevens...
Izzy.
Izzy, if you don't mind, I need to hear the whole story.
Dr. Sloan.
You my intern?
Yeah, I'm your intern.
Nice.
Oh. No need to talk, Mr. Sullivan. That's going to be painful for a while.
Nice.
He wants to know that you can fix his face. He needs to know that you can fix it.
I'm going to remove the burned tissue and then bandage your face with a dressing of live cells.
Oh. And that'll do it. His face will be back like it was because his face is a nice face. He's a salesman.
I'm going to do absolutely everything I can, Mrs. Sullivan. We'll need a neural consult before we operate.
Anything else? I mean, I could do the debridement or...
Actually, there is one more thing. Bone dry cappuccino. Make it a double.
You're a good friend.
So high right now.
Actually, you're my best friend in the whole entire world.
I just feel sorry for you.
Why? Because I could die today.
This is why I hate being around stone people.
And if I did die today, I'd only be remembered as the slutty intern who dated two doctors.
No, one doctor, one vet.
Derek Finn. I'd die as a girl who couldn't make a choice, right?
Yeah, probably, but none of that matters, because you'll be dead.
That's great. You've got a fever, high white count, and tenderness over McBurney's point, which suggests...
Appendicitis.
Dr. O'Malley, prep Dr. Gray for surgery. You're scrubbing in.
I am. Meredith's appendectomy.
Am I the only one who remembers the last time George scrubbed in on an appendectomy? He almost killed the guy. Sorry, George.
I don't have to scrub in, Dr. Bailey. I can just, unless you want me to, which, no, not going to happen again.
That good enough for you, Dr. Gray?
You're pretty. George, ice chips.
Hey.
I heard Meredith's having an appy.
It wasn't my idea to scrub in. I tried to get
George.
Out
of it. I just thought maybe we could have a late supper at the Archfield.
Why would we have dinner at a hotel?
Because they'd bring it right to your room.
You're staying at the Archfield? How are you affording that?
I still have some secrets, O'Malley. And if you come see me tonight, I just might show you one or two.
I was just checking on the Sullivans. And how is he doing?
You because are.
Dr. Bailey, we met this morning. I was a resident on Mrs. Sullivan's bypass.
Well, I don't need a resident on this case, so...
Excuse me, I wasn't asking to be your resident. I was asking how my patient was doing.
Not your patient anymore.
Hey, so congratulations. I told you.
Yeah.
What?
Shepard shouldn't have cleared me.
Burke, you're back. You're back and you're fine. Burke.
What?
What?
And he just shouldn't have cleared me.
Another contraction, Dr. Montgomery Shepard.
You're fully dilated, but...
Baby's only at -2 station.
He just needs more time.
You don't have it, Rebecca. His heart rate's slowing with each contraction. If he starts having late D-cells...
Is he having late D-cells?
Not yet, but...
Well, stop trying to scare me into an operation I told you I don't want. I have a birth plan. I'm not going to be one of those weak-ass women who give all that up the minute things start to get scary.
Rebecca, your birth plan is just that. It's
Jeff,
a plan.
Get her out of here.
Honey, I think she's just trying
just
to
get out. Just get out. Get out. Get out. Get out.
Since when do you get out?
Clearly, I am not myself today.
Never would have figured Mark Sloan to be your type.
He's not.
He's not. What is he doing here? He's not supposed to be here. I can't have him here. I can't. He's supposed to be in New York. I can't function with him here. I'm a professional here. People respect me here. But when he's here, I'm a woman who gets the hots for man candy and cheats on her husband. That is rude and unkind and completely true. Oh, my God. What am I going to do?
For starters, you can keep your knees closed in his presence.
Miranda.
You asked. And also, you can remember that no man, not Derek, not Mark, defines who you are.
I'm going to see your complexion is flushed. Abdominal wall's tender. Are you happy you have a boyfriend who works in a hospital?
You are just one of many men I happen to be dating at the moment.
Really? How many of us are there?
Well, there's, you.
Mm-hmm.
And Finn. And...
Well, forgive me for pointing out the obvious, but I don't see any practitioners of veterinary medicine at your bedside.
You would if you turned around.
Ah, Finn.
Derek.
Oh, can I just say how much it helps that I'm on drugs right now?
So, how's life in the animal kingdom?
But you, Derek, slow day? If you need to take off, that's...
No, it's fine. I can stay.
Great.
Okay, let's get you prepped and ready. Dr. Shepard.
Dr. Finn.
Now all my boys are here. You're all so handsome. Such a good kisser.
Oh, God. Excuse me?
She's on drugs.
He's an excellent kisser.
You two dated?
You didn't know?
It wasn't a date so much as a disastrously uncomfortable sexual experience.
Oh, I can't believe that.
None of you can be here. This woman is being prepped for surgery, which means you all need to leave.
Gladly.
Now, not you, O'Malley.
Dr. Bailey. All my boyfriends are here.
Hold on. Say goodbye, Dr. Gray.
I'll be here when you wake up.
So will I.
Now.
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
You're not in med school. You don't need to practice procedures on a corpse.
Better than on a patient?
Burke, your hand is fine.
Right.
Are you mad at me? Hey, you're mad at me?
Forget it. Just don't worry about it. You have patience.
I'm on call for the bed.
Christina.
I'm not leaving.
Timing.
The transplant went better than anyone expected. He was better. He was so much better. But Denny, before the surgery, he was hooked up to a machine called...
You're not answering my question.
I'm trying. I'm getting there. It was complicated. His heart...
I don't give a damn about the medicine. I know what killed my son. He had a bad heart. He had a bad heart for a long time. I get that. What I don't get is how a girl like you goes from being my son's doctor to his fiancée on the very day he's supposed to get a new heart. What I don't get is how you got him to propose to you hours before he died.
Mr. Sullivan, I'm going to recommend a night of observation in the ICU before Dr. Sloan proceeds with your surgery.
Oh, is that really necessary, Dr. Shepherd? The longer we wait, the higher the risk of infection.
Well, I think it's important that we attend to potential life-threatening injuries before moving on to cosmetic, Dr. Sloan.
He's not here for a facelift, Derek. He's a burn victim.
Why don't you ask for a consult if you've already established a course of action?
Because I thought you were good enough at your job to put aside the personal...
Now you're telling me how to do my job. Now you're telling me.
Please, I'm sure it's complicated, and I know Shawnee's sorry for lighting that smoke. He was trying to keep his word to Dr. Bailey. He told her he wasn't going to smoke when he got home, and he was just trying to keep his word. He knows he did wrong. But he's a salesman. That's who he is. So could you please just fix his face? Could you do that for us, please?
What happened between me and Addison is so unforgivable. How do you justify what happened between you and Meredith?
What the hell are you talking about?
You want me to be the bad guy? Fine. But I'm not the only bad guy here, Derek. You and me, we're the same.
Addison. Dr. Montgomery Shepherd?
You bellowed, Dr. Gray?
Hi.
You certainly are, aren't you? But you're not pregnant.
No. Are you okay?
Fine. How are you?
I'm trying to choose between two men.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
How did you know Derek was the one?
Excuse me?
I know you hate me and all, and you don't owe me anything. Nothing. Nothing. What was I saying?
Derek.
Right. I want him to be the one. But I would know if he was the one, right? You knew, right?
You don't... I didn't know. I just... Derek's the kind of guy... I just knew he wouldn't hurt me. Not on purpose, anyway. Not the way I hurt him.
He hurt me when he chose you.
Well, I should have let him go. I should have stepped aside. Been a better person. I should have. A lot of things.
Me too. A lot of things.
I don't hate you.
How come we never talk like this before?
The only reason we are talking like this right now is because I know you won't remember a single word of this once the drugs wear off.
Oh, Dr. Karev, you need to see this.
I'm off the case. Please, Dr. Montgomery Shepherd.
We did, but...
Oh, no.
Were you just talking to Meryl?
Yeah.
What?
Don't hurt her again.
You planning on killing a woman today?
The C-section should have performed on Rebecca Bloom this morning. At this point, it may be too late for her and the baby. Nice work, Doc.
Get an OR and anesthesiologist. We're doing a crash C-section right away.
This is no longer a conversation. I am your doctor, and I am responsible for your life and your baby's life, and I'm not about to lose either one of you. Are we clear? Stand there forever. We're doing this.
Mr. Duquette, Denny and I, he was my patient for months.
And the minute he died, you quit your job.
Because I couldn't...
4 years of medical school. Now, that's a whole lot of debt. How are you planning on paying that back? Huh? Did you think that Denny would pay for everything?
Why are you... What are you talking about?
I'm talking about protecting my son.
But where were you when he needed you? Because I was there the whole time. I was there. I was working 80-hour weeks, and I was still always there. He had so many surgeries. So many procedures. He was so scared. Where were you then? Where were you? You may not get me. But you don't have to, because I don't get you either. I don't get how a father abandons his dying son.
Wait. Is that what he told you? That his mother and I abandoned him? Well, he didn't tell you the truth.
You told me...
I can't hold it still long
you
enough to touch the ground.
Your hand was fine.
I can't.
You told me your hand was fine.
And it's not fine. You wanted to believe I was fine. You wanted me to be fine. You want it. I want it. Damn it. My hands are the only things that I have that are of any value to me, to you.
Not to me.
Yes, to you. You want Preston Burke. My hands, these are who I am. If I can't do this, if I can't finish this surgery,
what if I hold the vessel? If I hold the vessel,
I can attach the ground.
Okay, so I'll put my hand. Nobody has to know.
Derek. Look, I know you're mad at me, but Mark Sloan is the best in his field. Any surgical unit in this country would be lucky to have him.
You did what you thought was best for this hospital.
I did. Are you all right?
Can I ask you a personal question? Why did you leave Mara's mother?
I could have left it all. I could have gone away without this. But I would have had so much baggage, so much guilt. Alice couldn't see it, but I wasn't. I never would have made her happy. Not like she deserved to be happy. I was a better man for walking away. I loved her enough to walk away.
Oh, on the table, keep me draped. Too many people have seen me naked already. I'd like to keep whatever dignity I have left. McSteamy. McSteamy! Woohoo!
Is that what you call me now, McSteamy?
Yeah, but I don't think you're supposed to know that.
That's my favorite dirty mistress.
Haven't you heard? Now I'm an adulterer of whore.
So beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appendix out. Now, what do I do, O'Malley?
You invert the stump into the C column and you pull up on the purse strings.
Show me.
Okay, clamp.
Where's my coffee, Karev?
I got pulled into an emergency C-section, sorry.
That's too bad. I was going to let you scrub in on a real surgery.
Oh, well. Maybe next time.
If OB can spare you. See ya.
In.
Derek.
She's still in surgery.
Yeah, I figured I'd wait for her here. Meredith tells me that you fish.
She does?
She tells me a lot of things. Have you been up to Cornet Bay? It's mostly Chinook, some rockfish.
You fish?
Yeah, as much as I can.
Uh-huh.
My wife hated it.
You had a wife?
Yeah, she died.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Merritt doesn't tell you a lot of things. Only me.
Funny. Very funny.
You know, when I heard that she was sick, people come through appendectomies all the time, and she'll be fine, right?
Mm. You really like her, don't you?
Yeah.
You're a good guy.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
Okay.
See you later.
I'll see you.
It was doctor after doctor. Everybody had a different opinion. Everybody had a worse opinion. Before that, Denny had never been sick a day in his life. Before that, he'd been... You know, the thought of having to bury your own son. His mother and I, we didn't handle it very well. One day we came home and found a note saying he didn't want us to have to watch him die. And he left. We thought he was dead all this time.
I had no idea. Believe me, if I had known, I would never get away with that.
I believe it.
I worked my way through med school.
You?
I paid off my debt.
Look, I'm sorry, but before you don't have to explain.
I do. You're his dad, and you're trying to protect him. And I want you to know that I've paid off all my debt. And when I met Denny, I was going to be a surgeon. So I didn't need his money. I had everything I needed. I had everything I needed until...
We miss him. God, we miss him.
Yeah. I am. Yeah. What is this?
It's for you. It's from Denny.
Ready to go?
I'm sorry I have to do this. I have to go home. It's Izzy.
It's always Izzy or Meredith. It's never me.
Oh, come. That is not true.
Who am I to you, George? Am I your girlfriend? Am I somebody you mess around with? Do you even know? Well, guess what? I don't have to bother figuring it out.
How's it doing, Miss Sullivan?
We're just getting an update now, Dr. Bailey.
Surgery went well. We removed the necrotic tissue, applied the live cells, and if his body responds in 3 or 4 weeks...
He'll have his face back.
Mr. and Mrs. Sullivan, your face may never be exactly what it was. Even if everything goes perfectly well, there will be scarring.
But he's a salesman. He has such a nice face.
You have an incredible wife, Mr. Sullivan, and a half a dozen car salesmen in the lobby waiting to visit you. Your face may be different, but you know as well as I do, it's not about what you look like, or your job, or how successful you are. It's about having people in your life that you love and who love you. That's all that matters.
How you feeling?
Mortified.
I was just explaining the Meredith on morphine experience.
You don't remember.
Was it memorable?
I'll let you tell you. I'll come back.
Actually, I've just been sent on a mission to get the patient's ice chips. Be right back.
How badly did I embarrass myself? What?
You deserve to be with somebody who makes you happy. Somebody who's not going to complicate your life. Somebody who won't hurt you. He's a better guy. Meredith. Finn's the better guy.
Derek.
I'm walking away. He left a message. Denny left a message for his parents the night. His father gave me the number and the code, but I just couldn't do it alone.
Addison, can we talk?
I don't want you here, Mark. I think I made that abundantly clear, so if you insist on staying, just know that we're co-workers and nothing more. Krebs. As of right now, you are officially off my service. But for what it's worth, I think you're going to miss me.
Hello, you've reached the Duquettes. Dad and Mom, it's me. I'm calling from Seattle Grace Hospital, where the beautiful, talented, and incredibly stubborn Dr. Isabel Stevens is. She's just given me a brand new heart and promised to marry me.
I know we've had our differences, and I'm sorry we've been out of touch.
More chicken surgery?
I'm making you dinner. Believe it or not, I was trying to make everything better. I know you're angry, and I hope you'll forgive me. It turns out, sometimes you have to do the wrong thing.
Looks steamy, right?
You must be a friend of Meredith's.
Not really. Dr. Torres. Callie.
Mark Sloan.
Bad day.
You can say that. You?
Oh, yeah.
So what have you heard about me exactly?
Mostly things that involve the words dirty and bad.
Right.
I guess there really is no starting over, is there? Can I buy you a drink, Callie?
I'll know if you have it delivered to my hotel room because I'm off the bed.
Sometimes you have to make a big mistake.
You coming?
To figure out how to make things right.
So what time do they let us visitors start visiting in the morning?
You shouldn't do that.
I don't mind.
No, Finn. Really, you shouldn't do that.
So it's Derek.
I'm sorry.
Can I ask why?
You are a great guy. You're a wonderful guy. And you may even be the better guy. But
he's the one.
And I wish he wasn't.
He's gonna hurt you again. And when he does, I won't be here.
Mistakes are painful.
Take care of yourself, Meredith.
But they're the only way to find out who you really are. I know who I am now. I know what I want. I've got the love of my life. A new heart. And I want you guys to get on the next plane out here and meet my girl. Everything's gonna be different now. I promise. From here on out, nothing's ever gonna be the same. I love you. Bye.